Good afternoon. At 12 noon, Rusty, we're at 82 degrees.
Expecting a high of 86. High dew points, though, under partly sunny skies.
Dane County officials have declared a state of emergency in the wake of a reported tornado overnight. Most of the damage was on the city's southwest side.
Right off the bat, you would think there's injuries. We were so lucky. There's 23 homes on this block that the fire department went through and made sure everybody was okay. Out of those homes, at least six of them, the homes are either totally torn off, partially torn off, or trees had landed on their roofs.
She's talking about roofs being torn off, and in Verona, just outside of Madison, Dane County officials said there were fears of people trapped in their homes after winds roared through just after midnight last night.
A couple of the initial reports we had were from a few homes possibly collapsing in the area of Tamarack Way in Verona. Early on, there was a report of a family possibly trapped. They were assisted out of their home by responders and were not injured. So the most serious damage seems to be by far on that far west side and also in the city of Verona. But there are scattered reports of other damage throughout the area with trees on homes, etc.
And Rusty, Platteville got hit pretty hard.
Yes, it seemed as if the storm hit there first. Five buildings at UW-Platteville were damaged and the school was closed this morning. Three people suffered non-life-threatening injuries after the strong winds hit. Scott Reisted with Alliant Energy says crews are still working to restore power.
There was at least 15 broken transmission poles in the area. And if you go a little farther outside radius of the city, there's up to 40 to 60 broken poles.
Here in the Sheboygan area, no reports of any major damage. We did pick up just over an inch of rain in that heavy rain overnight. There were strong winds, lots of lightning. Check out our website, WHBL.com. A pretty nice shot of lightning on the south side of Sheboygan this morning. Now, speaking of tough weather, somebody who lost just about everything, trying to salvage anything in the small Nebraska town torn to shreds by tornadoes. This happened in Nebraska. Tornadoes ripped through. At least two people were dead. Several people were injured as cleanup continues today.
In other news, the nation's attorney general is being asked to give federal recognition to the 500-plus same-sex weddings in Wisconsin this month. Among other things, it could give those couples a federal income tax break by letting them file jointly. U.S. Senate Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Wisconsin House Democrats Ron Kind, Gwen Moore, and Mark Pecan wrote to Attorney General Eric Holder yesterday asking him to legalize the marriages performed last week. That was after federal Judge Barbara Crabb ruled that the state's gay marriage ban was unconstitutional, but before she put her ruling on hold until it's appealed. The four Democrats said Holder previously recognized marriages in Michigan and Utah under similar circumstances.
Governor Scott Walker and his main Democratic election challenger trading barbs over the governor's recent pullback on the longtime opposition that he's had to gay marriage. At an appearance in Madison yesterday, Mary Burke accused the governor of not making a stance on that issue clear.
I think the people of Wisconsin would like to hear what the governor thinks, and I know as governor I'm going to be clear about where I stand on issues, and it seems pretty political to me that he seems now to be waffling on whether he supports gay marriage or doesn't, and that he's not being clear with voters about that.
She said she'd want to see gay marriages go forward if elected. At a separate event, Walker said Burke needs a lesson in basic state government operations.
She needs to understand Government 101, which is that the governor of the state of Wisconsin can't arbitrarily change the Constitution.
Walker repeated what he said last week, that he voted for the state's constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage in 2006, and the issue is in the hands of the court now and out of his hands.
Meanwhile, those couples who may want to get a refund for getting a marriage license will be able to get some in some counties. One of them is Fond du Lac County. Five same-sex couples could get the $100, that according to County Clerk Lisa Freiberg.
The applications are going nowhere. They are basically, I guess, a stayed, and we will issue the $100 back to each couple.
And the similar situation in Outagamie County did contact Sheboygan County yesterday. County clerk said no refunds whatsoever. That's been the practice all the time.
They only had a couple of them here in Sheboygan County.
Mm-hmm.
Festival Foods has become a major sponsor of the 4th of July fireworks display in the city of Sheboygan. City Council last night voted to accept Festival's donation of $40,000 a year over the next 3 years. Director of Planning and Development Chad Pelishek told the alderman last night.
Most people may not know, but the entire 4th of July celebration celebration that the city puts on is not funded by city tax dollars. It's really funded by sponsorships and room tax revenue.
You said the city will be receiving about $100,000 a year from the various contributors, including Johnsonville Foods and Community Bank and Trust, both of which have also upped their contributions this year.
And a Milwaukee man has been taken into custody for firing a gun at Sheboygan's Kiwanis Park last month. Captain Jim Veazer said the 22-year-old was arrested yesterday without incident at his Milwaukee residence. The May 31st incident occurred around the basketball courts at the park that evening. No injuries took place. Veazer said they had been working closely with the Milwaukee Police Department to locate the suspect. The suspect was arrested for reckless endangerment and is in the Sheboygan County Detention Center awaiting formal charges.
Sounds like Milwaukee's gun problems are spreading to Sheboygan.
Well, at least this time around.
How about the forecast?
We'll see partly sunny skies and humid today, high near 86. Showers and thunderstorms return tonight, low of 64. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, and cooler, high near 76.
Right now, though, it's 82 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now 12:06.